This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Alongside the uncertainty of the presidential race, there were actually some conclusive and, oh, by the way, kind of interesting to note results last night. So, two stories now along those lines. Proposition 22 here in California put the gig economy on the ballot. It lets Uber and Lyft and DoorDash and the rest of the big gig platforms classify their drivers as contractors instead of employees. It won by a lot. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports now from the Workplace Culture Desk, that means it could play out well beyond California's borders.
Without this ballot measure, California would have forced a dramatic reshaping of the gig economy, says Harry Campbell of the Rideshare Guy blog.
We don't know exactly what would happen if drivers would become employees, but I think it's a safe bet that there would be less drivers. There would be more rigid scheduling.
With the success of Prop 22, that won't happen. The gig will stay in the gig economy in California. The mostly part-time drivers who like the flexibility to work here and there for whichever app they choose will continue to be able to do so with some added benefits, and the drivers who seek the security of full-time work will likely continue to be disappointed, he says. That's troubling to Rebecca Given, a professor of labor studies at Rutgers University.
This ballot initiative will embolden employers in all kinds of sectors to say, maybe we can do the same thing with wait staff in restaurants or supermarket cashiers.
She worries employers have learned a new way to circumvent labor laws they don't want to comply with. But Seth Orenberg, a law professor at Duquesne University, says
the passage of Proposition 22 is going to encourage new startups to pursue gig worker models and technologies because it just got less risky to do it.
By creating essentially a third class of worker, Prop 22 could also pressure other states and the federal government to change labor laws. NYU business professor Arun Sundarrajan says the California law provides a blueprint to revamp them.
We now have a framework to fund benefits, not just for full-time employees, but for people who have other work arrangements, for freelancers, for independent workers.
And he says that will become increasingly important as the nature of work, access to the safety net, and jobs continue to be challenged by the pandemic. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.